Let's take our first look at today's news headlines with our friend from Minnesota Public Radio, Bob Collins. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mary. Idaho Senator Larry Craig is defiantly vowing to serve out his term in office despite losing a court attempt in Hennepin County to rescind his guilty plea stemming from that arrest in the men's room sex sting. In a statement certain to disappoint Republicans, Craig says he's seen that it is possible to work here effectively. A judge in Hennepin County called Craig's attorney's attempt to withdraw the guilty plea illogical. Mining officials in South Africa say the last of 3,200 gold miners trapped in a deep shaft have been brought to the surface, and they're all alive. The men got trapped yesterday when a pressurized air pipe snapped and tumbled down a shaft, causing extensive damage to an elevator. A jury up in Duluth is considering whether to hold a Minnesota woman responsible for potentially millions of dollars worth of copyright infringement. Six record companies are accusing Jamie Thomas of Brainerd of sharing their music on the internet. Thomas denies sharing the music. Barack Obama's American flag lapel pin isn't missing after all. The Democratic presidential candidate tells an Iowa TV station that he doesn't wear one anymore because it has become a substitute for true patriotism since the September 11th terror attacks. I tried to find a picture for you of Ron Paul today to see if he has a,
I'm sure he does.
American flag pin.
I'm sure he does.
So are you saying Ron Paul's a false patriot?
So I'm trying to think. So in the earlier stages, was Barack sporting one?
Must have been.
Yeah, right.
Everybody was, wasn't it?
Well, that's what I mean.
Weren't they deporting people who didn't have
exactly like the ribbons?
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
Even all the folks on the football pregame shows all had them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, of course it's true. It's the news. It has to be all true. Speaking of news.
Sure. Where is it? Who's got some?
You know how Columbia University got in big trouble because they invited the president of Iran to speak?
Did they get in trouble or was it just,
I mean,
it was controversial.
They got by the pundits.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they didn't get in legal hot water because there's a picky little thing called the
freedom
Constitution.
Of speech, sure.
Which is in play in a number of institutions around the world. Now it's St. Thomas, University of St. Thomas and St. Paul.
Yeah.
They had invited Bishop Desmond Tutu to speak, and that ticked off some groups who were, apparently he has positions on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
Mm-hmm. Does he believe the Holocaust happened?
Well, I don't know, when you're not going to be able to ask him, because St. Thomas has withdrawn the invitation. Apparently they were concerned that his remarks would offend
it's a slippery
Jewish
slope.
Organizations.
It is a slippery slope.
What, given the Constitution?
Clearly, the fact that it's, you know, a Klan can form and have a meeting on the front steps of the Capitol legally. And again, the people, especially when this thing came up with Columbia last week, it was like, well, if Adolf Hitler was still alive, he'd be invited as well. And it's like,
Well, they also said, hey, this could never happen in Iran.
Right.
You could never have somebody with a differing point of view get up and speak. Well, now you can't have it happen in St. Paul.
Yeah, it's a little...
So, this is all on my blog, by the way. We're trying to debate this thing. Would you?
I'd like to
read
more
about
it.
Maybe leave a message because nobody else is.
sign my guest book.
Let's see. A man whose amputated embalmed leg was sold at a North Carolina auction will get the limb back over the objections of the buyer who wanted to include it in a macabre money-making Halloween display. This is in Miami.
Yep.
The dispute over the leg that John Wood lost in an airplane crash 3 years ago was apparently resolved when the police decided the buyer, Shannon Wisenant, had given up ownership by calling the authorities and asking them to take it away. The simple fact is that he said he didn't want it, said Captain Tracy Ledford of the Maiden Police Department, who chuckled his way through an interview about the case that has made for lively gossip in a small North Carolina town. Did I say Miami?
I don't know.
That's near North Carolina, isn't it?
How long can you keep an embalmed limb?
Apparently 3 years.
Where? Fridge? Where is it going?
Same place you put all the other junk you don't want. Under
the
sofa,
junk drawer.
Under the sofa. Or in that pile over in the bedroom.
Oh, the masking tape. It's with the leg. It's in that drawer.
Wood kept the embalmed leg because he wanted it to be cremated with him when he dies. He stored it in a small barbecue smoker in a maiden storage unit, but he failed to keep up the unit's rent. You know, in the local paper, at least where I live, they print the items that are left in storage units, which are always pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But I can't say I've ever seen an embalmed leg on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms after midnight, 60 to 65 for a low tonight. Cloudy, showers, and thunderstorms likely tomorrow. and temperatures around 75. More news is available from Minnesota Public Radio News at KNOW 91.1 in the Twin Cities and online at minnesotapublicradio.org.
Thank you, Bob. Music from Art Brut on The Current.